The sprawling streets of the Spires District encircle an ornate building that lives up to the name of its location. Tall, dark stone spires pierce the clouds above the cobbled streets. As the Signature Six stare up at the monolithic structure devoted to mourning, a peculiar being dressed in the garb of a physician looks their way through the socketed dark circles of their mask, a gently burning censer in one hand and an ominous green coin in the other.
What are you guys doing?
You're standing in the streets of the spires, having just emerged from the sewers. You catch a couple odd looks, but nobody really wants to get involved.
Well, that
five
looks
people
like,
crawl out of the sewers.
That looks like the same coin that we had earlier. They're probably helping him.
Yeah, they likely know him. I think that we should go back for a coin.
We're going to spend 2 hours trekking back to where we just were.
Well, I'm not going back in the sewers. I'd take the surface streets.
I think you should just go up there and talk to them. They seem like your kind of people.
Yes, but, well, first of all, what does that mean?
I think you know.
Second of all, I don't think... the information that we are trying to find, they will give willingly without a coin. I think it's a code.
Do you think it has, like, value with them, or do you think it's, like, a legitimate currency?
I think it has value because of the magic.
It's like a symbol. Is it, like, I have this, so let me pass, or, like, pay the toll to come through?
Feel like it's more like a symbolic sort of thing, like that they're all tied together rather than actual like currency.
But
it's like
they
a
are
rite of passage.
They are
thing.
Paying with them,
yeah.
At the shops.
So, yeah, you can. But that could also be like their calling card sort of thing, like that we've
true.
Been here kind
yeah,
of thing.
True. I think that Faraday should talk to him if any of them. I mean,
you look like the dude.
Yeah, exactly.
If it's not him, definitely her.
Maybe.
I'm going to get a coin if I am talking to them.
All right, I'm going to time you then.
Regardless.
Start running.
I will. I'll start
Callum
running
will
back.
Come with you.
Okay.
You just start heading back?
Yes.
Okay.
Listen, if we're not here, assume that we're inside.
Or dead. I'm just kidding.
Well,
don't.
If we're dead, then we're dead inside.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't work out, we'll go head back to meet with them.
See how it plays out, yeah.
Because then if we fail, they haven't seen the two of them yet, then they can try again with the coin.
Alright.
Knowing where you've been and where you want to get back to,
yes.
I will give you the option right now, one-time deal.
Okay.
Fizz can expend a mastery die to open one of his little cavities into that well and grab that coin.
Wow, okay.
I'll say that because it's a weird situation, he just starts like glowing and like literally fizzing. And then he's going to go get a coin.
Oh, okay. So we just wait here then?
Yep.
You watch as Fizz's claw begins to kind of superheat, and the area in front of it just kind of gets very hazy, as if you're looking into a mirage. And he takes the flint striker part of the claw and bangs both together, and there's this loud pop like a gunshot, and then suddenly there's just the top of a desk. Fizz reaches in with one little claw and grabs a green coin, and kind of like coin snaps it up to you.
All right, I'm excited to see what you do with that coin.
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you had a plan once you had the coin to talk.
I think it's a way for them to trust us and maybe share something that they otherwise wouldn't to regular people.
Well, there's only one way to test that hypothesis.
It's true.
Get at it.
Oh, I'm going alone.
No, you're just leading the charge.
Okay.
I'm assuming you're doing the speaking.
Yeah. I'll have it in my hand. I'm going to keep the coin in my hand. I'm not necessarily, like, showing it, but I'll approach the person with the steamy pot.
Okay. Swinging the burning censer.
Yeah.
T and Faraday approach the mysterious stranger in front of the coven. Their mask obscures all expression and dampens their emotions.
Greetings.
Salutations.
I'm looking for someone who has passed through here.
If you are here to mourn, pass through the gates, find your headstone, and pray. The funeral yards are freely accessible. T looks to Faraday and motions for him to speak to the masked stranger.
We are here to mourn with Lautza Shirai. Do you know where we might find him?
T flashes the green coin recently pilfered from Lautza's hideout. I see. You will find Lautza in the Shirai Mausoleum. Do you need a guide, or do you know your bearings?
Just point us in the right direction. That'd be mighty kind of you.
You will find them on the eastern wall.
Thank you.
Best keep that where it cannot be seen. Be about your business, and do not disturb the garden. The Signature Six head toward the eastern wall of mausoleums, nervously walking past several Night Soil men. As they approach a well-kept tomb, an undead servant stands at the waiting and greets them as they approach. As Adelaide exchanges bows with the rotting man, his eyes flash with green fire.
What brings you to the tomb of House Shirai?
Oh, we're just here to mourn in a public space.
Then mourn and pray. Be about your business. And have a blessed day.
Is it stopping me from going in?
No. It will pound on the door to the mausoleum, which will slide open inwards.
Enter and mind your step, or you will join the ranks of House Shirai's dead.
The Signature Six peer into the darkness of the Shirai mausoleum.
I'll stay up here.
Suit yourself. Awful dark down there. Let's brighten things up.
The group descends into the mausoleum. Through the dim torchlight, T spots several gemstones known to dampen light sources.
You should put that out. Something might see it. Or want the heat from it.
You sure?
Yes.
T traces a hand on one of the small jade guidestones that dimly glows along the wall.
Damn it, T. Why you gotta touch things?
At least we confirm something's in here.
I think we already knew that.
Can we light the torch again? Who did I just bump into?
I'm over here.
Not me, but I do miss that torch.
Something bumped me, guys.
I wouldn't recommend it.
What if it's who we're looking for, sneaking out of here?
Buck lunges into the darkness, towards the scraping sounds nearest him. His hand clutches what he hopes is cloth, but that seems to almost dissolve in his grip.
Faraday, grab the torch. I got something here.
Let's light it up.
As torchlight fills the space, the scarf around T's neck is pulled away. Buck holds a cloaked torso in his hand as T's eyes roll back. Fizz snaps towards the wraith nearest T, setting its tattered cloak aflame. T's eyes flash a brilliant violet, then orange. Her hand flashes towards the burning specter and snaps it in two. Styx throws his post aside, tearing at the stitches that mark his mouth, and the sounds of 100 crows emit from the tiny scare kid's mouth, stunning the two wraiths emerging from the darkness ahead. Buck holsters his revolver, noticing the wraith before him has taken several bullets from it, and rings his rope around the ghoul. Bud lashes out with his psionic abilities as...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI. It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Faraday slices with his blade. Bone dust spills from the wound before the wraith explodes in a flash of arcane light. Bean charges up a powerful leaping kick into the wraith that Buck has lassoed. Callum, seeing the demonic shift in the witch's face and demeanor, rushes to extinguish the flames threatening to engulf her scarf before returning it to T. T's senses return to her, one hand still desperately clenched around the shattered bones of the ghoulish thief. The remaining ghoul expels a mass of ichor towards the recovering T, but she sidesteps the assault. Fizz sprays water at the would-be assailant, decapitating the rotten husk. T lunges towards the same ghoul, but as it crumples to the ground, she pivots, executing the last instead.
As the fourth ghoul falls, the torch in Faraday's hands will expand to fill the room.
Callum would like to, as stealthy as possible, stand next to the witch and look at the scarf, because he's curious if it sustained burn damage.
Whether from luck or the speedy thinking, it was in the pile of burning for a matter of seconds. So, could be either one. It's kind of hard to discern, but you're like, that scarf didn't burn. That's kind of interesting.
Guys, real talk. Do you think that he's in here, Lao Tzu?
If he is, he's deeper in.
That's crazy. Like,
I mean, it's his place.
If this is how I had to mourn my ancestors, I'd be like, I don't want to go. I'm going to stay safe up top.
Could be like his hideaway, because like you're saying, who the hell would come in here?
Great protection.
Yeah, it's good security guards.
Something of value to him, or he's here.
Well, let's keep walking then, I guess.
Yeah. All right, big guy. Lead the way.
Question, though. Yeah? Is there bones visibly on the ground now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bud asks for permission from me if he can pick up some of the bones. Okay. Bud picks up a few bones.
Okay.
With my permission.
Yeah.
Onward? Y'all ready?
Onward.
So the whole thing's lit now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
To that point, you can see the back wall of the mausoleum.
Okay.
Well, it goes back about 30, 35 feet and is just stone wall.
The Signature Six examine the Shirai Mausoleum for several minutes, encountering nothing of note. Several resting spots have had their nameplates defaced, and the corpses reanimated as a security measure, though against what, they are uncertain. Finding nothing but a dead end, those in the mausoleum return their focus to the surface and decide it's time to regroup with Adelaide.
Alright, yeah. I mean, if there's nothing here, no sense of wasting just time just standing around.
I feel bad for just having come in here and killed some ghouls. Just gonna leave with not much to show for it, but
I mean, I guess that's part of it. Can't say that. She stole a finger and Bud took a couple bones with him, so there's definitely stuff to show for.
Yeah. Okay.
Should probably go have a conversation with the, I guess, crypt keeper, whatever he wants to be as. Maybe catch up with Adelaide, and then maybe see if that guy went, if he knows where our mummy friend went.
Yeah. So Adelaide, over the last 10 minutes or so, you've heard some sounds of, like, investigation, a little bit of clanging, maybe some elevated voices, but you've just been stitching this guard back together. He seems as appreciative as a corpse can be with no will. But you managed to, like, kind of set the jaw a little bit. Maybe put, like, a little tape or some glue. Just kind of hold some things in place.
Just stitch it up.
And yeah, just, like, let me just clean you. You stitch a couple of the wounds together, and they just have this, like, sickly dead flesh look to them as they're just pulled together. But you do a substantially good job of cleaning them up a bit.
As a scientist.
Yeah.
Is the opportunity to perform reconstructive surgery on a decayed body.
Yeah.
And clearly their magic isn't strong enough to heal in any capacity. So it is knowledge for the future for Adelaide.
Yeah. Yeah, you start to kind of pick that up, put it together. The same, like, weird green eyes remain on this thing, but it makes no other attempts to speak.
Do those green eyes, are they reminiscent of Lao Tzu's green fire eyes?
Very much so.
Okay. how do you do the green fire eye thing?
I do not.
But you didn't have them before, and now when they went in, they did.
Yes, it is to signal that the tomb of House Shirai has been opened.
Does it go away when it's closed?
Yes. It is a method of record keeping. House Hakone keeps the records.
Interesting. Who is House Hakone?
Another of Fletcher's Roost's ancient minor houses.
Good to know. Do you know where Laozi is? If your eyes were not lit up before, then he probably wasn't in there, and he was here earlier.
Laozi does not come around these parts often. That is all I am permitted to say.
But what do you want to say?
I fixed your jaw!
My wants and needs died with me. I merely speak for House Shirai in the absence of the living.
I got it. Has anyone else been here lately?
Yes.
Like today?
Not today.
How about last night?
What about
not
yesterday?
Not last night.
Yesterday at all?
Not yesterday at all.
Well, it seems we've been
duped. Last time.
What was the last person to be here?
3 turnings of the sun.
Are you a Shirai house person?
No.
No?
I work for House Hakone.
Oh.
I keep a record of visitations.
Is that who... So we saw a person who had green eyes like yours, and we thought they maybe came here.
We thought they were beautiful.
And... We thought it was Laozi, but it sounds like it wasn't. Do all the House Hakone people have the green eye thing?
No.
But are all people who have the green eye thing from House Hakone?
No.
Does Laozi have the green eye thing?
It is unknown to us. I have existed for 3 turnings of the sun.
Oh, you're like...
When the sun falls on the 5th day, my bones shall be burned.
And then they, like, get another one?
Correct.
What do the green coins mean?
That is not for me to say.
Who could say?
You must speak with House Hakone's keeper of records.
Where are they at?
At the entrance to the building you walked through to get to me.
Oh, the guy with the plague doctor mask. That's probably... What if that was... Oh, we might be idiots.
Irida Hakone will have the answers to your questions.
That's the name of the person at the front?
Yes, that is the matriarch of House Hakone. She is the keeper of the coins.
I'm really happy now that I didn't go in there.
Speaker for the Sisters of Mercy. If your friends are to be done praying, we must close the mausoleum before sundown.
Okay, I'll open the door and let them know. I will open the door, peek my head in. I think you guys are done praying now. It should be a pretty long prayer. I think it's time to come out.
Sound like knives swinging around, the crunching of bone.
Yeah, they're almost done.
They really throw their whole body into the prayer.
it's a regional prayer thing. They do. They're almost done.
We have noted the time of prayer.
Like the length of it?
Correct.
Is it, like, pretty extreme for the length?
That is not for me to say.
That's good. You're very accepting of other people's beliefs and cultures.
It is not for me to intervene.
All right. Do you have a name?
Not anymore.
Can I just call you Chuck?
If that is what you wish.
Okay. Well, Chuck, we'll just wait here till they're done.
Good prayer session, everybody. And we got our spiritualness on. Everything go up here.
Good. While you guys are having a good, safe, quiet prayer, I was talking to Chuck here, and we may have done a little bit of an oopsie. So, no one's been in there for at least 3 days. So, I don't think Lao Tzu has been here.
No, that'd have been good to know before we step through the door.
Yeah, probably, but, you know, it was just me and Chuck, and I didn't have much else to do because I couldn't play with the brick, and...
And then I take it back.
Oh, he wanted it? I didn't even get to try it out, other than the one time. Alright, anyway, the person up front with the plague doctor's mask, that is Irida Hakon. She's the keeper of coins, and she can also do... I don't even know if it's a she, I'm just assuming...
It is the matriarch of House of Color.
Okay, good. I internalized that correctly. Yeah, and she took record with Chuck here on how long we were here and how long the prayer was. It's a real good prayer.
Was.
So, alright. It was good talking to you, Chuck. I hope your last 2 days are pleasant.
That is kind of you to say, though it does not matter to this form.
Okay, well, good luck in your next life, I guess.
Your prayers have concluded, and it will shut the door to the mausoleum behind you, and the green light will fade from Chuck's eyes.
I'm starting to think that maybe Lao Tzu is a different person than the name.
Yeah, Kellen kind of put that together, too.
Oh, really?
Smart kid.
Thanks.
Okay. As you make your way out of the Shirai Mausoleum and head back towards the halls of the Sisters of Mercy, taking care to not disturb the garden on your way back, you see a number of night soil men still tending to their various tasks. You step back into the enormous spired chapel. Stepping through, you see in a mutedly irritable Irida Hakon, still spinning a censer. Spirit coin no longer in hand.
Oh, yeah, buckle approach.
Okay.
Excuse me.
I trust your prayers have been conducted.
I mean, yeah, in a way, but we were told to wait there for Louts, and they never showed up. You might know where they are.
I got such a bad feeling about this.
I told you upon arrival, this is not a place where you will find a man that you seek.
What about a woman?
You are in the house of the Sisters of Mercy. You will find no man here.
Do you know where they are? We got handed this gold coin and we're told to meet them here.
What House Shirai does with their coins, their ancient tombs, and their wasted time is the business of House Shirai. We of House Hakon have no desire to speak on their manners, or where you may find them. If you have finished your prayers and your mourning, be about your business.
Quick question. I talked to Chuck over there when he had his, like, fire green eyes.
I am aware.
Yeah. I don't know if you're, like, I was talking to you, or if I was talking to Chuck, but Lao Tzu could also do the green eye thing. Is that... I'm starting to think he duped us and he's not who he said he was. Can Lao Tzu that you know do the green eye thing?
Perhaps you are new to the town of Fletcher's Roost.
I'm quite new. I've been here for 32 hours.
That explains the ignorance of ghoul calling. One must see through the eyes of the puppet to move them about with any degree of efficacy. A hallmark of control is in the eyes.
Is everybody here just talking riddles? I think that's like a theme.
Well, okay. I have thoughts, but I'll share them when we're not in this conversation.
May we see the records of the tomb, and I'm just gonna, like, give the coin to...
You would bribe me with coins minted in my own home. To see records to which you are not entitled.
I mean, we can give you regular gold, too. That wends your whistle. We'll kind of, like, look under the beak.
I have no desire for coin.
Nah, everybody needs coin.
Perhaps you do not understand how the churches are funded.
Probably by, like, political leaders and stuff like that. Kind of just hand-fed stuff. That's my assumption.
It is a good assumption.
A little spoon-fed.
This is your coin?
It is one of them, yes.
So why do all the other holy people don't like it?
There are many who show distaste for spirit gold. They find it unnerving.
What's spirit gold? If you don't mind me asking. Yeah, but what's the difference between that and it's just a paint?
Every spirit gold coin is made with purpose and tied to a soul.
So we're not allowed to see the records to go off her question?
No. Return with a warrant or not at all.
I mean, I am sheriff. Does that hold any sort of sway or...
A sheriff has little bearing in the eyes of Duquesne's enforcers. The door is open to you to leave. You may do so on your feet or in a box.
I'll go on my feet. Thank you so much.
I mean, the only person going, and then I'm assuming Callum or somebody's like, stop.
Callum will say, part of me thinks that, okay, you are a necromancer ghoul caller, right? And you can channel with your eyes and be a green or a soilman and control them and do that, right? What if there's like an even better one and he was controlling what we thought was Lao-Tzu, and that's really just like a puppet, further proxy for whoever's really behind this.
So somebody is puppeting this, one of the missing corpses.
Yes.
And disguise them as like a mummy.
Mm-hmm.
Like a person.
But they're just better eyes. At it.
The connection is the eyes.
Yes.
Which is why I didn't want it. I wanted someone to stay back.
So then how do you explain the Rifkin that was along with it? The little ball of gas that looked... The more like this stuff comes up, I'm thinking it's you. Like, literally has something that looks like Bud, too.
True, but it could just be... If you had... your ways of doing things, let's say you were able to do it and control a proxy for yourself while you were at a safe distance, but Styx could still go with you in case something went wrong.
That's
your proxy, you might still do it.
And if how this control thing works, they can make it seem like it's them but not them, so they're still like obey as if it was them sort of deal.
Okay, here's a legitimate question. Is this something we're going to pursue? I know initially it was just to get 800 coins, which is a lot of money to do whatever we need to do. But I still would like to go see the remains of the lab before we go do other stuff. I don't know where this lies with everyone in terms of priority in hunting this Lao-Tzu down.
I'm in it for the money. I can care less about the person.
What do you think, Faraday?
Well, I think we need money.
True. But is this the means we want to get the money? The money's a higher priority to do So maybe we do another job, or do we want to continue down this path where we've already made, let's be honest, an enemy of whatever that ghoul collar thing is? We're not welcome there again.
And no skin off my chest. If you guys want, you guys are more than welcome to head back. I'll probably gonna post around here for a couple hours, and I'll make my way back, catch up with you guys.
Where are we? Are you posting up in the religious district?
Yeah, just to watch. In the spires, and I'm gonna kind of just keep an eye out for any. What Buck's plan is, he'll say it to you, but is to kind of be about in the area of where the sewer is, in relation to like where we think that he headed off to, and just kind of keep an eye out for any other tamers or weird people that would be out after curfew.
What bothers me is they said these coins were theirs, were minted by them, and they have a soul attached, and we thought they belonged to this Lao Tzu. He had them. What?
Well,
he clearly
has access to like the mint or something, because he had a whole bunch of them, and he is giving them out to
shopkeepers. Yes, but if there is a soul attached, does that have significance? And why would you...
What if this Irida person is
randomly toss coins at people if there's a soul attached?
Could be controlling his body.
Yeah, I'm going to hang out around here. I don't trust that Irida person. So you guys do what you need to do. I'm not going to be long. I might not do anything too stupid, but...
Callum would say to you, I wouldn't mind joining you tonight, but I would like to go stop by the lab again. And then also maybe get some new clothes.
Tell you what, you stay out and hang out with me. I'll pick you up some new threads.
Oh, okay. Well, let's. Is anyone else interested in visiting the lab?
I will come with you.
Okay. Faraday?
And I will accompany you as well.
Excellent. All right, well, best of luck, Buck. I'll see you shortly or later.
In that case, we'll start with Buck. Just chilling.
What time of day is it right now?
It's like early afternoon.
Okay,
it's nothing too crazy.
Like Buck plans on being here for hours, but he's just gonna kind of be nonchalant, like maybe go window shop and like look around, because there's different stores and stuff around here, right?
Yeah. The Spire's not so much, but they do have places to acquire goods in every district. You're going to need stuff wherever you go.
Yeah. No, I'm just going to kind of window shop, make it seem like I'm interested in purchasing things, but mostly I'm people watching and just kind of surveying everything.
As we trek along through the spires, window shopping, looking around, listening about for things, there are a few times throughout the next few hours where large clusters of what appears to be monks, or perhaps just religiously affiliated acolytes of the various churches, will move about in clusters in the city. Several of which you do pick up appear to be looking for something or someone, and many of them are in the accompaniment of at least one trunk torch. Several will have a wickfint at their own side, but each cluster will be walking with at least one trunk torch. But they all, you don't catch the specifics of it, but they talk like groups of people that are looking for someone, and they don't mind if they're overheard.
What do they describe the person I'm inquiring about?
They appear to be asking, a few groups are asking after any night soil man acting bizarre or strange. It's pretty well known to Buck that various churches will have groups of inquisitors that will walk around in times of tension or stress, specifically related to anything supernatural. And it doesn't take you long to piece together that these clumps of acolytes are in fact inquisitors. They wear relatively fancy gear, and each is accompanied by 2 to 4 members of the Legion's Light. So those very well-dressed, ornamented silver and blue armor, and then whichever one is sort of at the head of those groups would be wearing gold and carrying a gunblade. And these groups are just kind of
walking the streets of the spires, it seems as though they have a similar idea to you, where this is Lao Tzu's last known location. They are looking around, asking if anyone has seen it. And on more than a few occasions, you do overhear them asking if anybody is in possession of a spirit coin.
I'll kind of wait for one of the Inquisitor groups to kind of make their way past, like, where the Sisters of Mercy place are. And I'll kind of catch up, and I'm going to look at, or I'm going to try to get the attention of one of the lead Inquisitors, the one that would probably be manning a trunk torch.
Yeah. They seem to be in a similar fashion to a lot of the individuals that you've seen walking around here. They are trailing a sensor in one hand, and the trunk torch is following that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to approach the one with the sensor.
Okay.
Hey, excuse me there. I got some information that might pique your interest about the mummified person you might be looking for, possibly.
Ah, yes. Do tell, citizen. What have you heard?
And I'm like, this is who we're talking about, right? Just want to make sure we're on the same page.
Yes, the infamous Lao Tzu of House Shirai. Renegade.
Kind of had a quick theory about this Lao Tzu person. Hmm. Are you sure Lao Tzu is alive? They've been seen trying to puppet these things. What if,
Lao Tzu is not alive in the sense that you and I are, but they do still walk.
So with the green glowing eyes, seems like they might be controlled by somebody, possibly?
That is our suspicion as well. So, have you seen them up close?
Unfortunately, one of them kind of got in my face a little bit, and we kind of deterred that away. But we had some signs that maybe the House Harkon, I think, might be having something to do with it. They're kind of went and asking and poking and prodding on some questions. So I'm thinking that they might have something to do with it, but I figured that the Legion's Light, people of generosity and stature of yourselves might be privy to that information, whatever you guys might do with it.
You heard him. Go knock on some doors as the Legion's Light soldiers head towards the House of Mercy.
We will look into it.
Just a citizen wanting to do the right thing.
Thank you, Mr. Winchester.
And good day.
I didn't tell them my name.
You didn't?
Yeah. And Buck kind of just saunter back over in the area that he was. And
It's an unsettling feeling to talk to a living candle as you are speaking to the head inquisitor. They are, in fact, a Wiccan. As they kind of turn and issue these orders, they flow very gracefully. Every movement is calculated so that they don't just sort of slough apart.
Yeah.
By whatever force holds them together. But the trunk torch will peel off from the group and head with the Legion's Light soldiers over to the temple that you've spent a good part of your afternoon in.
Yeah, I'm going to kind of stand there.
Enemy.
And Buck is going to stand kind of in the direction to where he can kind of see where they're going. Not doing anything to hide himself from the Sisters of Mercy or whatever they call themselves.
Let it be known. The Signature Six has declared war.
Yep. Buck Winchester told us to come investigate. He's right over there. His name's Buck Winchester.
That's B-U-C-K.
I'm scribbling my name
address.
I'm no longer in the game.
But he wants to see... He's just kind of looking and seeing how the Plague Doctor, which we assumed is to be Irida, react to all of what's going on and see if they're going to deter, if they're seeing shaky...
A differently dressed individual will answer the door to the House of Mercy, and they begin speaking with the soldiers. They offer for them to come in, and the soldiers decline. They exchange words for a few minutes, and the soldiers peel away.
Okay.
What really happened was someone saw you kill the witnesses. They know.
Buck will stay there, and he'll... keep doing his thing. He'll wait for Callum to come back, but still kind of people watch.
Sure. All right.
I ain't afraid.
Well, how are the lot of you headed to the Hammers? Are we going by train, by carriage, or are we walking? It's
personal preference, really. It's not going to change
train.
Too much.
You guys want to go the on the train? You want to go on the train ride?
I got no cash.
That's fine. I have a light rail pass.
Yeah, we'll ride Adelaide, the train. Adelaide and T are the only two in that group that have money.
Yeah, how but much is it to ride
yeah,
the train?
How much?
I have to imagine it's pretty cheap.
It is a delightful 2 copper pieces. It's almost
super
nothing.
Cheap. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I can spot that. Adelaide will just pay for it because she is first on the train.
Yeah.
On the understanding, unspoken, that the next ride, the next person will pick up the tab. Like, it's just a rotating. It's yeah. for sake of convenience. We're just yeah. going to rotate who pays for the train.
Sure. And then it'll be Faraday's turn. He'll be like,
do you accept buttons?
Just dust. Yeah.
Do you accept bones? Finger bones?
What about a mothball?
Okay. But yeah, you. You will hop aboard a Sinclair steam engine,
okay.
which will carry you to the Hammers with relative comfort.
Hey, Adelaide. I know a lot's been going on with the attack last night, hunting this Lautza character, and the lab, so we haven't really been able to talk, but you seem to know who I am, so who am I? Aye, you're Callum McKenzie, one of my cousins. We haven't seen each other in quite some time, but I saw your name on your jacket, and there are many Mackenzies here, as you'll probably relearn. I believe you're working with Professor Lillian Ravensward, if that name rings a bell. And when we got to where the lab would be, it sort of imploded, and we found you, and you don't really remember anything, and I would really like for you to remember stuff. It'd make my life a whole lot easier, and obviously yours as well. Okay, thanks. The name of that person you're looking for sounds familiar, but I don't remember anything else. Oh, other than that, Squires was important. So if we want more clues, maybe that's the next step. But I don't have much else to go on right now.
Yeah, the train ride is about 15 minutes. If there's any conversations anybody needs to have, now would be the time. Otherwise, train's going to get to the station.
Callum really wants to talk to the witch, but we'll wait till when it's nighttime. Can ask things in private.
Just on the train. It's yeah. a hot... When you do your magic... Yeah, the train will arrive in the Hammers, not too far from the commotion of the former site of Ravenswood Labs. As the four of you disembark from the train, it's just a few blocks away.
It's still just taped off.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. There are sort of police folk positioned on the off chance the building returns. This is an unprecedented event. They don't right. really know what to do with it.
Are they, like, clean breaks where, like, in the street, say? Is it super craggy or is it, like,
it is
a cube
it
of...
It is like a surgical removal of Ravenswood Labs.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Any, like, plumbing connections, all of that stuff is perfectly neatly severed. Like, to a level all the way across.
Adelaide and Callum will both go up to inspect it kind of separately, just looking at different parts of it for now.
Yeah. Joel, pick a number.
Any number?
A number.
Just 72.
72? An even number. An interesting choice. Yeah. As the four of yous are looking around this empty lot, this empty, spacious lot, everybody throw an awareness test. I'm just curious. Faraday, you are the first to pick up on something a little bit odd. Standing in the middle of this space where this lab should be, as Adelaide is focused on the finer details, the crack in the street, trying to figure out how Ravenswood Labs could have disappeared. Callum, Your pulse kind of starts to race. You get a little bit nervous. Your palms are sweating. Obligatory Eminem reference. Your heart rate's getting very erratic, very fast. Almost like a panic attack, but you're still in control. But you're at a source of incredibly unresolved trauma for yourself. And T, you're just kind of confused because the only time you've ever seen an implosion, you've seen two today. From Fizz, it's always small scale, and it's messy. It's never this clean, cubic removal of matter.
But Faraday, you're always eyes on the horizon, making sure nothing is sneaking up upon you. And despite the fact that there are two guards sort of posted, they're not keeping anyone out forcefully. They are just strongly discouraging people from crossing the property line so as to not be, you know, exploded should the lab suddenly decide it wants to come back. But you are the first to notice a rather large lion-like creature standing all four paws in contact with the concrete of the foundation. A bright red tail flowing from the back of it. The rest of its body a beautiful display of color. It's catching the sunlight very nicely and almost shooting a kaleidoscope around. But the guards either don't notice or don't care that it's here. You can't really tell. They are staring kind of straight ahead, occasionally muttering something to one another. But there is just a rather imposing lion-like figure. And it's Callum who will notice it next, as you kind of stare into the center of this thing. A word flashes through Callum's mind, and subsequently the rest of you is each in time notices this thing. The red tail folder. There's a red tail on this lion. Callum, you recognize this thing, but you don't know why. It's got a very bizarre complexion to it. It's got the face of a lion, a very beautiful golden, radiant mane. But on its back, where there's this incredible kaleidoscope of colors, there appears to be scales running all down its back. And out of its paws are growing these enormous, wicked-looking talons, but it just sits gently, almost regally, in the middle of this space where nothing is.
Callum would feel inclined to approach it. Mm-hmm. Two hands out. We don't do the one hand Chris Pratt raptor approach.
Yeah, just
both hands. And he really just wants to get close enough to maybe pet it and see if there's some kind of sensory reaction.
Give me a taming test. Taming for all tamers is free mastery, so.
Natural 20 with a 2.
Wow.
So 22. Nothing else on exploration.
First word that pops into your brain.
Wonder.
The Lionite sits in recognition of the words, as though it has heard them 1,000 times before.
T, is this real?
You're not imagining it, unless this is a shared delusion.
Yep, we can all see it.
Do you remember me? I remember you.
I want to focus on what I've seen everyone else do, like with your scarf and your wraps and Buck's gun and Adelaide's book, to see if I can just subconsciously reach or like think or go to something that maybe we're connected on that level. Callum will just instinctively grab his only object in the lever mm-hmm. and see if it does anything to the capacity that everyone else's rift focus does.
Yeah. There's a kind of a tingle at your fingertips. There's a glimmer around the handle of the lever that you're holding.
Uh-huh.
There's no familiarity between your rift focus and the creature in front of you.
Okay.
Yet.
Okay.
You want to try to tame it?
I guess, yeah.
Okay. Throw me. Oh, it's our first one.
Let's
go.
Excited.
Okay, throw for me to get us started at D100.
52.
52. Okay. So our roll is 52. We are not in combat. So your roll is currently 72. It actively is seeking to join you. So you've got 102. It's at its maximum hit points, which means it's your roll is reduced by 20 times its level, which is 40.
feels level,
level two.
Oh,
level
I thought two, you said so it was level 40.
No,
I was
20 like, it's times it's 800.
Level. 20 times I was like, I'm 700 in the hole?
No. So it'll put you back down another 40.
Okay.
However,
that makes more sense.
The taming goal number for you, your target number is 45. 62 is better than 45. So what does it look like when Callum tames his first Rifkin?
Callum is going to cast out his lever and request that this creature join him in reconstructing both of his memories and continue where they left off, supposedly. And there will a big rift will form, and it will be this kind of swirl of different energies. A couple, like maybe two or three different colors. And it looks a little shoddy, like it's not perfect, and it's barely hanging
Nobody
on.
Nobody makes the first jump.
And as it... The Lionite kind of goes in. He just instinctively returns to the position before the accident and, like, pulls the lever and it closes.
Oh, I love it. That's sick. Okay. Yeah, the lot of you watch Callum, who has kind of been anchorless, rudderless, drifting along with you, trying to figure things out, as if it's second nature, walk up to a lion, place his hands upon it, and crank a lever, opening a rift as the Lionite just bows its head and is pulled within.
What
Callum
just happened, okay?
As you turn and say, what just happened? Your brain gets a little fuzzy for just a few seconds.
Callum finds himself seated in a large office back in Siderland. Large glass windows reveal three children playing in snow in the yard outside. An ornate wooden desk separates him from someone he cannot understand or see as the silhouette of a man speaks at him. A folder slides across the desk to Callum, reading Red Tail, and the man's voice reminds him, "Don't forget the protocol."
Whoa. Okay, that was new. Does the phrase "don't forget the protocol" ring a bell for anybody? Don't imagine it would, but figured I'd ask.
No.
No. Adelaide wouldn't either, I presume.
What protocol?
I don't know. This, I mean, you saw what just happened with this creature. I think it's called Red Tail.
So you know it?
I think so. But then I just got a like a weird memory flash and
to the explosion?
No. Presumably before that, because I think you guys met me at that point. But someone was telling me to not forget the protocol, and I don't know what that means.
Did anything go along with "don't forget the protocol"?
That's the only thing he said.
Do you know the man?
Maybe I did. Well, I couldn't tell you who they were now, if that's what you mean.
What did he look like?
He's like a larger man. He was sitting in a big chair. It's very decorative, so he's probably important or rich.
If you weren't, if this wasn't a memory of the lab, where were you?
I think I was back in Siderland.
Interesting.
I can't say for sure, though, but it's the vibe I got.
We'll have to investigate in the future.
Yeah, this is...
This memory just happened?
Yeah, like literally right now, as I tamed this Lionite.
Sounds maybe like you have a connection.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I know it.
There is.
Like I know him very well, but I it's just a feeling and not something concrete, you know?
Yes, that took minimal effort.
Yeah.
Strange.
Yes.
Maybe it gave you the memory.
I think so.
For sure a connection, yeah. As Faraday said.
Yeah. So hopefully if we can find more things or people from my past and interacting with them in a familiar way might trigger more memories.
That would mean Siderland.
Well, unless there's some here. Like, I've been here, right?
Yes, but nothing's triggered.
True, but I haven't really interacted with anyone outside you guys.
Right, but not even spaces.
Yeah, I mean...
Or objects.
Our most relevant one is conveniently displaced.
Yeah.
My question, because I think things have changed since I originally came up with this. Mm-hmm. Lionite, not this one, regular, is not basic type anymore?
Correct.
Okay.
However,
okay,
this Lionite,
yeah,
is different.
Okay.
It's so basic.
Yeah, but I was thinking on the on the veins of like Adelaide would know that they're basic type normally, but she wouldn't because they are normally not.
Yeah, Adelaide has dabbled enough in alterations to know that Lionite has undergone a substantial alteration.
Okay.
One that, to your knowledge, is impossible.
Okay. So it seems that the rumors were true, and you were experimenting on Rifkin and altering their affinities. This is quite exciting. Well, I know you are going to stake out with Buck, but I would love to take a look at that fellow when you're back at the guild hall. And he'd say, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Is anyone else coming back for that, by the way?
I was wanting to go pick up that other coin, since we're close to the well, so that we had an extra one. If their souls are connected...
There's two more. There'd be two more down there.
Oh, there's two more. There's two more. I want to go pick up the rest of those coins, in case there's a use case for them.
Sure. Okay.
Before we head back. But that was my main mission, was to come with you guys to get the coin.
You are close enough. It's easy enough to kind of run back to the guild hall. It's not like a quick jaunt. It's still like, 40 minutes. But you run down there, grab the coins, climb back out. No sign that anybody's been back down there. But yeah, you guys are able to hop a train back to the spires. During Buck's time out there, he's just been interacting with the group of Inquisitors and Legion's Light soldiers that have just been making their rounds. A few of these Inquisitors are Wiccan, though many are just humans walking about, carrying themselves in a more traditionally human fashion. But you do, as the sun hangs a little bit lower in the sky, you do start to catch a lot more enforcer-looking individuals. Not necessarily dressed in the finest of armors. They more seem dressed for intimidation. A lot of them are carrying some manner of shotgun across their back. They've got very prominently displayed ammunition. And many of them are carrying revolvers, none of which are Winchester made. To your eyes, I mean, you're a gun guy. They would be Fitz firearms. These would be Carcasso made, where Winchester guns are typically manufactured overseas and shipped over. Fitzes are a lot more unreliable, a lot more damaging. These are designed to wound, not kill, and to cause damage more than actual like harm. They're designed to rip you apart, not kill you. But all of these individuals do bear a seal of Duquesne Industries as they are walking about.
Would we see that, like, right as we're getting off the train?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious. These guys make no attempt to hide themselves. Quite the opposite. They are trying to be visible. They are trying to be seen.
Right. But, like, the groups that, like, Buck was saying of the
Those guys have, like, kind of died shuffling down, but you will see some groups still marching about. In the spires, it's kind of hard to throw a stone without hitting some manner of Inquisitors.
Oh, okay.
Even in good times, they're still marching about. The Inquisitors, whenever they do leave their various churches, will always be accompanied by Legion's Light Soldiers. They will never be alone.
Okay.
Because they are high value targets. If you run a church, somebody wants you dead. But as you all reconvene, you'll see Buck posted up wherever Buck would be. Callum, you've got a new pal hiding in your a lever that you can use to crank open a rift, because that's cool. Faraday, you've like recollected that. Some spirit gold coins. T and Adelaide just kind of taking in the entire day as you all reconvene in the spires. We'll pick it up there as the sun's getting real low. Sun's getting real low out in the spires.
Yeah.
But we'll wrap it up there for now. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. We'll catch you in the next one.
If you enjoyed this episode of Riftkin, please consider leaving a like on the video to show your support. If you'd like to see more of the Signature Six and follow along as we continue their adventure, why not subscribe to the channel? If you'd like to help us out in other ways, you can follow the links in this video's description box to our Patreon. From there, you can join the discussion in our Discord server, check out the post-show, still rolling, and catch the pre-shows, now airing on Wednesdays, and you can see extended versions of each episode a week early. Let us know in the comments below what you thought about this session, and what you think is going on with Lao Tzu's mysterious behavior. Thanks so much for watching. We'll catch you next week as the Signature Six refocus their attention and learn a bit more about the city they now call home.